Item 5 from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, submitting an informational report regarding a development strategy for MKE Regional Business Park. And on April 9th, the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit referred this item to this committee, and this is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Ted Torcivia, General Mitchell International Airport, Airport Business Manager.
All right, I know this was previously heard by Transportation Public Works, but there's a significant economic development piece to this with regard to the business park and the airport. So you've been referred to this committee, and I don't know who's going to start off.
I'd be happy to start, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. For those of you that are on the Transportation Committee, there was a report that was filed based on an RFQ that the airport did, and there were a lot of questions about why that particular area of the airport, what is the larger plan, what is the larger opportunity. So for the last few months, the Economic Development Division has been meeting with airport staff around those exact conversations. And so we want to take the opportunity to identify how this particular report fits into the larger opportunity and let you know what opportunity we are currently looking at to bring more economic development, tax base, and jobs to Milwaukee County. So you're all familiar with the airport, and this visual that you have up on your screen here currently has the large gray area in the middle. There is the airport landing strips that you can see there. You have College Avenue in the sort of lower frame, and Layton on the top, and Rawson on the bottom. And the red indicates the freeway entries to get you to the airport. And there are essentially three areas of land that are of significant interest for economic development purposes that we have been talking with the airport about and starting to look at. What are the FAA regulations of developing that area, what interest there may be from the development community, and what the larger plan could potentially be. None of which we have answers for you today, but that's what we're embarking on. So the three areas are the 440th Air Base that's depicted on the yellow square there. Then there is significant land south of College Avenue between College and Rawson. And then there is other public land not owned by the county, but actually owned by the city of Milwaukee on the eastern edge of that as well. So I want to quickly walk you through those three areas and talk through why we're looking at them for both airport and economic development purposes. So first, on the 440th, this is a blow-up of what the 440th looks like. And you have, if you can see the cursor there, this is a de-icing facility that the airport currently uses. You can see the red here is the part of the airport master plan of where a future runway could go. So a large portion of the 440th is used for airport purposes and slated for future airport development. And so we're not in a position in the 440th to simply clear that site and sell it to a developer. There are lots of pieces of the puzzle at play. And because of the infrastructure that's already there, it is actually a much more difficult site to develop than other areas around the airport. So really, it's a matter of continuing to use it for airport purposes, but also to see what can be done to maximize the existing situation. So what the airport did is this area here is a 12-acre site. Although the entire 440th is about 100 acres, it's represented by the green square there. And if you were to look at, you know, how this performs sort of from a financial perspective, you know, this is largely for airport purposes. So there's some other uses there. And if there's questions, Ted Sorcivia from the airport can help answer those. And there's good economic value here from a leased perspective. But this area in the blue is essentially a break-even proposition for the county. And so the thought from the airport was, Is there something that the private development community could do in that 12 acres, given the FAA restrictions, given the smaller site? We obviously don't want to put an RFQ to take up areas of the future runway, et cetera, et cetera. So they worked with a consultant to put together a report about whether that consultant felt that there might be some private interest. And that's the report that went to the Transportation Committee and the one that's on your plate today. So at that point, I'll pass it over to Ted Tercivia to tell you just a little bit about what that report says, what the RFQ was, and what the results were of that process.
Madam Chair, committee members, just a real quick history for those of you who need a little update on this. The former 440th, now Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park, was a part of a base realignment and closure action back in 2005. In 2008, February of 2008, the base actually closed, and we began the process of the conveyance of the property. In July of 2010, it'll be 4 years in a couple of months, we, the county, took over the property from the United States Air Force. As was mentioned, we've been looking at how we're going about our business, operating at a bit of a deficit, and should we be doing something better. Last year, we contracted with Jones Lang LaSalle, a real estate development consultant, to kind of guide us through real estate development strategies, see how we can further market and develop the site, looked for a market analysis from them, and earlier this year, we received the final report from them. As Teague mentioned, this is about 102 acres. There's about 60 buildings out there. Quirky at best, some of them, as if you've heard this before, there's anything from a standalone handball racquetball court to a parachute drying tower. A couple of the buildings that were built in the mid to late 50s actually have historic designation, and some of the buildings were completed in the year 2000. So it's a real blend and mix of properties. Of the 60 buildings, we have 16 that are leased to buildings to private tenants. About 69% of that is for tenants that have an aeronautical use to their operations. Despite various marketing efforts, however, we, like I said, we're still operating at a slight deficit, and it's due in part to the way the properties are situated. The layout, there's very limited liability to Howell Avenue. Fortunately, there is good access and good visibility from College Avenue. That's the main entrance. The entrance coming off of Howell is difficult at best. So College Avenue, fortunately, with the reconstruction of College, has it's really opened things up, and it's made it a lot more visible. It is a campus-like setting. And the report itself gave us three scenarios, three options for this type of warehouse, light light manufacturing, office type of space. One of them was continue operating the way you're operating, try and get more tenants in there to narrow the deficit. The second scenario they gave us was, why don't we just scrape the whole site, offer it up for development. But as you could see, the airport master plan that was done in the mid-90s does call for the future runway. There's some, because of the airport uses that we're using, there's a tangible and intangible aspects. And one of the intangible aspects is the fact that we're using a lot of this for airport purpose. The fire department's using office building out there. The county maintenance is using a building. There's we're also using a building for the county maintenance to store our snow removal equipment. So there's a lot happening that are an asset to us that doesn't show up on the bottom line. However, the third possibility was this 12-acre area where there's a couple of very viable buildings there, and a lot of the other buildings there are pretty non-eventful pole barn type buildings and whatnot. So when we looked at the 12 acres, it was thought that perhaps offer that out to the real estate community through the request for qualifications to see if there was an interest where some of the tenants in those buildings could stay. The potential developer that would take it over could actually manage those existing tenants, maybe draw additional tenants for that area while they figured out how they were going to finance, how are they going to do the demolition, and get this shovel ready to offer up for developers. So that was the viable recommendation that we went with. Hence, we did the RFQ. We had tours and meetings and whatnot, and we really there were no firms that came forward that responded to the RFQ. In looking at this, as was mentioned before, there's height limitations being this close to the airport. Also, the cost of demolishing the 22 buildings within that 12 acres was prohibitive. And then we, of course, can't sell the land. It's just available for lease. We could enter into a long-term lease, perhaps up to 50 years. So that's how we came to this, and that's how we came, you know, to this point. So
to recap, in addition to just the RFQ process itself, the airport staff and I went out to talk with several developers in the region. And the general feedback we got for this blue area there is too small. 12 acres is too small for them to maximize the value to do an industrial park. Infrastructure costs are too high. Tenants are not interested in, from their perspective, the tenants that they work are not interested in locating to the buildings as is. And so you would have to basically scrape the site, demo the buildings, and build something that is more up to current market standards. And to do so might be a viable opportunity if there was more space, but also if it could be a longer period of time. But because of the future ramp location potential and in conversations between the airport and the FAA, it sounded like the reasonable range from the FAA perspective is 25 to 50 years, and that's just not long enough to recoup all of the infrastructure costs on that 12-acre site. So from a county perspective, again, that blue area is roughly a break-even proposition. So I don't know that it needs to be on our immediate radar as a high priority to do something with. And then the rest of the green area, again, is largely used for airport purposes and is also producing some revenue to help offset the costs for using that for airport purposes. So that's how that particular report and RFQ fits into this larger box, but the bigger picture is that there's a much bigger box to look at. And so if you look south of College Avenue between here and Rawson, this is not a perfect depiction. I don't have all the parcels laid out here, but there's roughly 260 acres south of the airport that does not have the infrastructure limitations. There was nothing developed there, so you don't have the cost of demoing buildings that are no longer useful. You have access to both College and Rawson, and it's a big enough site for a potential return on investment. And so if we are going to plan to do something larger around the airport, this is a much more conducive site than doing something on the 440th. Just to give you some perspective of what this looks like here, you have that larger green area, which is 180 acres, and another 80 acres here, which is, so that's a total of 260 acres. This blue trapezoid that you see here up towards College Avenue is basically a no-build zone because that's where the airport, the airplanes are coming in. So you have a total of 260 acres there that's controlled by the airport, largely acquired through federal grants and other money, so there's limitations on what we can do with it. However, in initial conversations between the airport and the FAA, it sounds like the FAA would be amenable to a 99-year lease, which makes it much more possible for a developer to potentially recruit that interest on there. So that's of some interest. And then we're not the only ones that own land in the area. The city of Milwaukee, again, these aren't exact parcel lines here, but there's about another 60 areas in this acre here, in this area here. And you see that blue line there. That blue line is the Union Pacific Railway. And so part of the conversations we've been having with the development community is can they make access? Does it provide for a better industrial park if they are actually connected to rail? So this is just a general overview of sort of what we own collectively between county entities and other public entities in the area. And I think there's a good opportunity there, but there needs to be a plan. And so one of the things that the airport had done prior to my arrival, but they've been able to integrate me into the conversation, is that they've hired an economic development consultant to look at what are some of the economic development potentials for the Milwaukee market. We don't have a report or anything to give you in that regard. That will be forthcoming as that process goes forward. But basically looking at market data about what opportunities related to airport facilities are there, you know, after talking with universities and their research interests, talking with companies that might be aligned with those interests, to see what might be possible. And as soon as we have a report on that, we'll collectively be back to talk. And, you know, potentially the opportunity is something very small and it's 12 acres, or potentially the opportunity is something large that actually might be for the full 260 acres. We don't know any of that at this point. Obviously, anything that would be have to happen here would have to have the county board approval, would have to have the FAA approval. So this is going to be a much longer process. But we just wanted to identify for you what assets are in this area, what efforts the airport has done to try to mitigate some of the deficit in the 440th area, and let you know that we are working on a larger plan and hope to be back with that report when it's available.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The other one, the 440th, have you ever thought about putting a stadium there, the Bud Stadium?
I have not. It's the first time I've heard that, so I have not been in any conversations where that's the that's been a conversation.
I mean, they have historic buildings there. They can 12 acres a lot. They have plenty of parking, and they can accommodate something that could be what the county can offer to new owners.
Well, I'll tell you, my interest is always in density. When you have density, you make things like mass transit and innovation much more possible. I would all of the conversations I've been a part of have been to keep the stadium in the dense area of downtown Milwaukee.
I was looking because we do have transportation go out there, transit and everything, make it work. So in other words, with the 440, you really don't have a plan. Work because of the historic buildings, because of everything else there?
Madam Chair and Supervisors, I think the plan is to continue to use it for airport purposes and to lease the buildings that are there to the extent that there's a market and not invest heavily in demolition or restructuring the actual physical layout of the 440th, given the restrictions of the future ramp. So the plan is, you know, airport staff has 16 leases in the area to continue those leases. They, as sort of the partnership that we've developed, we have been looking in this area here to see if any of these buildings could just be mothballed. You know, essentially, is leasing them out costing us money, right? Because it costs more to maintain it. We don't expect that to be the case or not. But I would articulate the plan for the 440th to continue to be used for airport purposes and for the airport master plan for future ramps, and in the interim, lease the buildings to the extent that the market allows, but not invest heavily in infrastructure.
So some of those buildings that you stated earlier, they could come down, not even mothballed. Why won't you use the fire department and have them go in there and burn them and get the demonstration, and then they can clean everything up?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, we've talked about that, and there were a couple of very small structures that they did that with, but there's still a demolition cost. They can only take down so much of it, and then we still have to go and do the final cleanup. Also, to get back to your previous comment about not having a plan, there is a plan, and as we go forward, I'm working on and coming up to the next Transportation Public Works Committee is a company that is currently there that is moving into a larger space. They're tripling their size. I also have a couple of very strong leads with some significant square footage that may be leased out, you know, by the end of the year. So within, you know, the four-year mark, which will be this July and towards the end of the year, we're getting very, very close, taking into account what we're saving in utility charges and everything else by being able to charge back the utility rates to the existing tenants. We're getting pretty close to that break-even point. So we're continuing to go along and do what we can to generate revenue.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any other committee? Supervisor House, please.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Thank you very much for having me before your committee here, colleagues.
Madam Chair, I was curious. The airport has a position that I believe was created. There are a number of positions created in the 2014 budget that have yet to receive funding. Not all of them have directly to do with this kind of economic development, but I believe there's a marketing position in there. Is among the positions that would, I think, have an impact on presenting this opportunity to the development community. I was curious, Madam Chair, if this has been a hindrance to promoting the MKE Regional Business Park, if the airport feels they'd have an easier time, more able to meet this opportunity, were the position funded. That is not currently before the board's consideration or the finance committee's consideration, but it is of interest to the airport and I believe to the greater county. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any comments from the administration on that?
Madam Chair, supervisors, I traditionally the marketing and public relations market the airport per se and try and attract airlines and additional passengers, which of course, you know, is additional passenger fee charges and generates revenue for the airport. However, we do work hand in hand with them with some of the local stuff, like the airport's website. We have a link to information regarding the business park and whatnot. But very, very interesting comments and duly noted.
Supervisor Schmidt?
I guess I'd make a general comment based upon what I've heard in the past and this report, and maybe just from you two gentlemen, is that, I mean, there's a lot of negatives here. You're saying try to go forward, you said, because of the airlines and the future lanes coming in for the planes. And I'm encouraged by the fact that, I mean, we have other irons in the fire, Parkista, et cetera, and I don't see right now a lot of priority maybe in this, as you kind of alluded to. But the fact I've heard that you mentioned the airport has hired their own, I mean, I think it's an airport thing. I don't know what the future is for expansion. You know, Milwaukee's never going to become Chicago. We have some pluses, but the airport industry, I mean, mergers, and I don't know what the future brings there, but I know there's any analogies also, like with the research park. I mean, we're leasing things that wasn't very successful. We start going to let people buy areas, but this is a different animal, I know. But I'm just wondering, you know, what this report's really going to be looking at. I mean, you say we're going on the same path. Now, we have this gateway situation going on. I thought, you know, this could be a hub and transportation and commercial, and I just don't see that happening a lot because I think there are negatives with the land sizes and some of the things you pointed out. But, you know, our plan, is our plan kind of the same, or, you know, you sure you can come back with another plan, or where are we really looking at? Isn't there another way to go here, maybe more reliance on the airport? But I don't know what their future expansion possibilities really are. So I just had to make that comment. Thank you.
Chairman and supervisors, I think, you know, the airport has done a very good job of leasing the asset that is there. And certainly had the foresight to bring in some professional assistance in evaluating whether or not that there is a market around people that want to be around the airport. So the purpose of that study is really, are there users that want to be around the airport that, for example, would not gain the same efficiency by locating in an industrial park that's not by the airport? And so when we have that data back, then we'll be able to make that sort of determination. I think given our department's background in the Park East and understanding how to work with, you know, federal regulations, state regulations, although those related to highway, not to airport, you know, the experience that we've had collectively as the county and the success out at Milwaukee County Grounds and Research Park and the different ways to bring property to market, we definitely see a strong role for our department in partnership with the airport going forward. And so we wanted to send that joint message as well, that we are working together as departments. I'm excited about the opportunities. There's no doubt about it, to have this much assembled land around a major airport the companies that we have here in Wisconsin that may have an interest, the academic work around engineering in our city is just fantastic. You know, we've seen great success with things like the water accelerator The Federal Accelerator building out at Innovation Campus that's going to be constructed around biomedical engineering. So there's, you know, there is some expertise in Wisconsin about the airline industry, and there are some pretty good potentials that we hope to come back forward with.
Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question is about that future runway and the airport master plan. Is it an option to go back to the airport and request maybe to revisit that the options around where that future runway should be, and if it's possible that it could be moved?
Madam Chair and Supervisors, we looked at all options. I mean, all these very tough questions were asked. The rough answer to that is that it will be decades before there is the potential of developing 260 acres plus another 100 acres here. And so since we have the available opportunity here to invest in redoing a master plan, trying to find additional land that actually might take away from the tax base, you know, if we had to move that ramp, and the infrastructure cost of that 100 acres, that's currently not the path that we are headed. If we did not have adjacent land that could be developed, then we might have the conversation, do we need to make the investment to get rid of this old infrastructure on this 100 acres? Do we need to consider moving that future ramp? But we're in a very good position, I think, to have preserve both opportunities, preserve the opportunity for future expansion, but also preserve the economic development opportunity around the airport.
We're speaking largely my district here, so just a couple of things. And I know Mr. Torcivia is on the Aerotropolis board. Sometimes when I know Supervisor Haas sit on that board, Milwaukee County's criticized. And I really believe a lot of times those Aerotropolis board members don't have the kind of information that those of us who sit through these kinds of meetings are privy to. It is maybe Mr. Torcivia, is Milwaukee County doing anything that in any way interferes with development of the 440th or the lands around the airport?
Not that I see, and I think we're also being, when we talk about Aerotropolis, and I sit on the Gateway Board with Tom Rave, who was the executive director, now it's Jim Tarantino. We met with them, myself and Teague. We have a very open line of communication with them to make them aware of what we're doing. The consultant that was hired to look at the bigger picture had a couple of one-on-one meetings with them. So we're trying to be as open as possible to them as to what we're doing. So
the consultant met with them?
Yes.
I mean, I'm more than willing to accept your report on this, but that's interesting. Sometimes the Aerotropolis Board seems to get perhaps more attention than the governing body does. I actually think that the area that we haven't talked about is perhaps the most important area that's there for potential, and that's the area across College Avenue. We've recently built a service road that connects the airport, which I think makes that perhaps more viable for possible uses. It's pretty much open land to the extent that there could be really almost any use around an airport. That is very viable for a lot of reasons. The area you outlined to the north of that going back up, I can tell you that area, which is a filled-in
landfill.
Right.
Well, landfill. It was a quarry at one time.
Owned
it was
by
a
the
quarry
city of Milwaukee,
and right. Landfilled. I know the 128th had looked at that for development, even just a simple road, and they pretty much ran away from it as fast as possible. That is very unlikely as a site for potential development. It's basically unstable. And also the area that the Oak Creek runs through, and there's constant concern about the pollution running into that Oak Creek. So to me, that's a much less viable site. The point of my conversation here is I believe Milwaukee County's been a good partner with regard to development. I mean, we did not develop the 440th, but we have it now. I think we're doing what we can. I'm glad we did the Jones Lang Quissel report. That is not part of the public record. Hopefully it hasn't been shared with the Aerotropolis. Has it been?
We've shared it with
the actual report?
With the committee members that have requested it, we've shared it. We haven't shared it with the public.
Tom Rave requested it and it was shared with him?
No, he did not.
Could you tell me who it was shared with?
Just yourself and I believe Supervisor Lipscomb.
Okay, committee members.
Right.
You're talking about the board committee.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. Thank you. Appreciate it. And you perhaps asked for reasons that there's sensitive information there from the county's point of view that we not make it part of a public record. I just want the record to be clear that this county is prepared to do development and remains ready to be a good partner. There is something going on called Transform Milwaukee, which may sometimes draw other conclusions. And I would give you the opportunity right now to tell this committee if there's something else we should be doing.
I think that transparency is good, and that's what we've been. We've been transparent. As I said, emphasized to the consultant, the second one that was looking at the airport area as a whole, to reach out and talk to Gateway, you know, who represents many of the businesses in the area, which they did. So I just think as long as we keep a open and honest line of communication with everyone, all stakeholders involved in this area, that's all we can do right now.
Appreciate that. And we talked about in the fence development, which is development inside the fence, which of course the 440th is, outside the fence development, which is probably the area that the BID district is more concerned about because it's their businesses. They invest in the area. I think everyone appreciates that. However, the airport itself is heavily regulated by FAA. This county does the basic oversight of governance. Supervisor Mail's very good committee. I would say probably a third of your agenda is around airport business. And sometimes the business community does not understand what they're talking about with governance. And I would like to have a fairly clear record that we are interested in development. We are good partners for development. And when the Aerotropolis makes comments that are in somewhat a negative light in terms of what the county does for our airport, I think we need to address that. So if there's something we need to know, please bring it to us, and we will address that because I think we are good partners.
Duly noted. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Why don't we get this place done, if you don't mind? Supervisor Bowen.
Madam Chair, I motion to receive and place this item on file.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion to receive and place on file, Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion prevails.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Madam President, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I think we did this in April. Place and receive, place and file.
Your committee referred it to this committee before we did anything on it.
Okay.
And I think you were waiting for us to receive it before we did that.
All right.